Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. At the start of April, the plans of former TT winner and regular competitor James Hillier were thrown into uncertainty. His team at the time, WTF, with the Future Racing, announced it was cancelling its road racing plans for the year due to what it described as significant commercial circumstances beyond the team's control. Since then, Hillier has secured a supersport ride with Bournemouth Kawasaki once again, but mystery remained around if he would be able to return to the big bike classes this year. Well, now we have an answer on that, and I've been catching up with Hillier to hear what his latest plans are and how tricky it's been for him over the past few weeks.
It's certainly opened my eyes a little bit with the workload and logistics and everything that needs to go on behind the scenes, but Maybe I needed that a little bit just to sort of make me realise the what does go on, you know. But it's obviously wasn't ideal, but it's just a case of rolling your sleeves up and getting on with what was required to make the job happen. And I'm excited, you know. Ultimately, now the way it's worked out, Alan Gardner's kindly supported me still with the bikes and some infrastructure, and Muckoff stepping up with title sponsor help to keep the bankroll going and get things paid for, which is probably the harder part of racing and the frustrating part of racing. But, you know, we're nearer the time now that I can just knuckle down and concentrate on and enjoy riding the bike.
Just on that point, the financial side of things, you've been someone who's toward the sharp end of the TT for quite some time now, but even someone like yourself, finances can't always be straightforward. You could probably ask anyone in that paddock that they've all had challenges with that at some point or another. So how important is it that you can get those things into place as soon as possible?
Well, yeah, vital really. It is, I think, with the economy and things, that people's purse strings are tightening up a little bit. But fortunately, it's not just Muckoff. Other people have really stepped in and helped out with little bits, and lots of little bits add up to make my life easier and give me the opportunity to concentrate then on the racing and trying to be as competitive as possible. But it hasn't been easy. It's probably not as easy, and it's not as glitzy and glamorous as some people might expect. It's it's been a bit frustrating. Even like tyres, they've actually, at the moment, I'm just trying to sort it, but they've actually cut back at the moment on tyre supply, which is frustrating. But you've just got to keep rolling with it and finding, adapt and push forward with things. So, you know, ultimately most things are all in place now, and I'm looking forward to getting on the island and getting into it.
And speaking of the TT, of course, you have some big bike news to share with us. I think people have been on tenterhooks waiting to hear what you'll be doing. So what can you tell us about your plans on the big bikes for TT25?
Well, I am going to be back again with Honda, Honda Fireblades, in full Muckoff branding. So Muckoff have kind of stepped in and taken over title sponsor to cover the overheads and the running of the whole deal. The bikes belong to Alan Gardner of OMG and what was WTF Racing. And it's exciting. I can't wait. They'll certainly stand out. Muckoff is a local brand to me, and over 10 years I've worked with them. So it's quite, it means quite a lot actually for them to be stepping up and helping me out, and it's, you know, hopefully I can do it all justice and we can get some good results.
And how helpful on that front has it been as well, like you say, Alan Gardner supplying them with the links to WTF, that you between you and Alan and plenty of others as well, how important a stepping stone is that in getting ready with having machinery that you are already familiar with?
Incredibly helpful, to be honest, because the first sort of question was, you know, my priority initially wasn't so much the money. I was going to worry about the money after, but the most important things to be strong at TT is your pit crew, mechanics and the machine, you know. So it was a case of sort of my first phone calls were to the my guys that work with me, alongside me, Alan, Dale and John Boy, and I've got familiar faces around me. And then it was a case of sorting motorbikes, which obviously Alan Garn has kindly lent me these Fireblades that were freshly built for this season, this TT anyway. So it won't actually be too different to the original plan. It's just going to look quite different. I can't sort of thank Muckoff enough really for kind of stepping up to the game, and can only ask that people support the team, sponsors and companies that support me and us and our industry and the motorsport what we love, I suppose.
And separately as well, in the 600 class, you're back with Bournemouth Kawasaki as well. Now, that seemed to fall into place quite swiftly, I guess. So how does it feel to be back with them, a team that you know well and you've had success with before as well?
Again, that was an easy, fairly easy process just to... I can't remember if we had a phone call or a text message, but it was just a case of dusting that bike off, and she's got refreshed engines and fresh tyres, and you know, we know where we're going with that bike. We haven't had to change it a whole lot. We know we can be fairly competitive. So, you know, I feel, especially in that class, there's a little unfinished business that I need to, you know, we can certainly be strong there. So and it looks pretty cool, the colours on that bike, so I'm looking forward to getting back out on the Kawasaki.
And in terms of getting things prepared, again, just coming back to that subject, of course, you went to the Northwest. You did put out that you, on a social media post, that you wanted to be there, just financially it wasn't possible. So what kind of preparations can you do between now and the TT with not much time to go?
Watch YouTube laps. That's about as close as I can get to riding a motorbike at the moment. I've just been watching onboards and trying to stay fairly fit. And you know, I feel good in my headspace. I feel relaxed and almost ready. There's a few, you know, the logistics and putting everything in place with the team and infrastructure wise is you know, with branding in the garage and stuff like that, there's been quite a lot of work behind the scenes there to get that right, and hopefully I've done everything well enough for to pay off when we get there. But yeah, it's been busy, which means the time's flown, but you know, only a week now till we'll be over there setting up, and I can't wait to kind of just get stuck into it, to be honest.
Excellent. And just one more question. With all that was spoken about and all the changes you've had to go over the last few months, I'm not going to ask you to put any ultimatums on anything, make any specific predictions or anything like that, but what would you class as a successful TT this year, do you think?
I'll go as I always do and just do my outright best, but I'd be disappointed if there's... I'll be pretty disappointed if I don't pull into that winner's enclosure at least once. You know, that's my goal. I want to win, but competition's fierce, and it's certainly not easy. They don't come too easily, TT wins. They never have, and they never will. But I just think I've got good machinery, I've got the right people around me. So, you know, if we can have a good practice week, fingers crossed, everyone keep the fingers crossed, we get some good weather for this TT, and see what we can do. But I know it won't be through lack of effort. We will put all out there and see what we can achieve. But yeah, I never ever go with too much confidence or goals. I just that winner's enclosure is, it's been a while since I've been in there, so we need to make it happen.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.